could break records.
Virginia voters are getting candidates for several U.S. House races today. I'm Nick Iannelli.
A new Maryland law gives some drivers a break on outstanding video tolls. I'm Kate Ryan.
WTOP News Time, 12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Now $4.59 a gallon for regular gas.
The demand for gas is what is keeping the per gallon cost at the pump way above a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com thinks Americans are still anxious to travel, offering an extreme example of supply and demand.
You could have oil be a dollar a barrel. And if there's only one refinery in the nation, you could theoretically have gasoline at $10 a gallon. And so right now we're kind of in the equation where there's not enough refining capacity to meet demand. And so prices have gone up.
The state with the highest prices is California, where drivers are paying an average of $5.81 per gallon and often more than that. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A lack of baby formula for infants and babies that need a special blend is now life-threatening.
Four babies are hospitalized at the Medical University of South Carolina because of issues related to the baby formula shortage. An Atlanta hospital has also treated children because of the shortage.
I have never seen anything like this.
Dr. Mark Corkins treated a toddler and a preschooler who were hospitalized in Memphis this week.
They come in dehydrated. You give them IV fluids, and we can give them nutrition by vein, but that's not a long-term solution.
The shortage was largely caused by the shutdown of the nation's largest formula plant in February because of safety concerns.
CBS's Wendy Gillette. Is monkeypox, a cousin of smallpox, something to worry about? CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
It's spread by rats and then, you know, goes to humans. And normally it's not that infectious like smallpox is, but it's got a significant mortality rate. There's been 20 cases in the UK. There's a case in Boston. It looks like there's a case here in New York now. So there's probably a new version that is spreading. It does not seem to be a major issue. The smallpox vaccine does protect against it. We stopped using it in the 70s, but there is a supply of it. So I think it's something we're watching.
In some parts of the country today, people are wearing down jackets and gloves. In others, sandals and sunscreen. Heat advisory today from Vermont to Virginia, with record highs from Texas and Florida up to Ohio. And in the West, there's a major snowstorm in the Central Rockies. Federal prosecutors apparently not going to oppose a plan to lift all remaining restrictions next month on John Hinckley Jr., who tried to assassinate President Reagan. He wrote about baseball for more than 70 years.
Roger Angels said writing about baseball was like writing a novel. The aim is to tell stories that are
so familiar and so startling, so spacious and exacting, so easy looking and so heartbreakingly difficult.
Angel's articles for The New Yorker and his books, like The Summer Game, were so highly regarded he was called the...
This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
12:03 on this Saturday, May 21st. It's 86 degrees, going to be a hot one, going to the mid-90s. Water, sunscreen, you know the drill. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Shayna Stulen. The top local stories we're following this hour.
I have today's forecast for you. Hot!
Yeah, that's from Do the Right Thing, by the way. And yes, it is hot and humid out there. Lucky us, we could see record-breaking temperatures today. Storm Team 4's Ryan Miller has the latest on today's heat.
We're looking at a very hot day, so much so that we could break record high temperatures this afternoon. Middle 90s anticipated for highs, which is well above average for this time of year. And we're also looking at the hottest temperatures of the year so far. So with high heat in the area, certainly be careful if you're spending time outside. Make sure you're staying hydrated, loosen light clothing. And of course, with this heat, if you can, take breaks into the air conditioning. The heat's going to be with us again tomorrow. Temperatures into the lower 90s.
Very good advice there. And Ryan will have your complete forecast in just a couple of minutes. So with the region ready to bake, it is important to know the signs of heat stroke.
You're in trouble. It's an emergency when you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat, a rapid, strong pulse, feel dizzy or confusion, and have an oral temperature greater than 103.
Get to the closest emergency room or dial 911.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says to avoid getting sick from the heat, seek shade, take breaks, stay hydrated, and avoid caffeine and alcohol. Also,
don't rely on your fan as your primary cooling device, because fans create an airflow and that gives you a false sense of comfort. They actually do not reduce your body temperatures.
Christy King, WTOP News.
The election 2022 on WTOP. Republican candidates for several U.S. House races in Virginia are being chosen today.
Voters are selecting U.S. House candidates in districts 5, 8, and 10. In the 10th, in Loudoun County and parts of Fairfax and Prince William counties, there are 11 Republicans running. The winner will advance to November to face Democratic Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton. The 8th district in Fairfax and Arlington counties has 5 Republicans running. The winner there will face the winner of next month's Democratic primary between Congressman Don Beyer and challenger Victoria Veersing. District 5, which stretches from Charlottesville to the North Carolina border, has Republican Congressman Bob Good facing a challenge from Dan Moy. The winner faces Democratic candidate Josh Thronberg in November. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Some are calling it the Easy Pass debacle, the move to cashless tolling in Maryland, which ended up costing a lot of drivers a lot of money in late fees. A bill just signed into law is trying to help.
Maryland's Senate Bill 59 frees drivers of civil penalties for outstanding video tolls. The bill was enacted in response to a series of glitches as Maryland's Transportation Authority shifted to cashless tolling and then gave drivers a grace period for payments during the pandemic. But when the billing resumed, drivers complained of getting hit with hundreds, even thousands of dollars in fines. Now drivers have until November 30th to pay their bills without having to shoulder the added civil penalties. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Staying in Maryland, two people died in a car crash in Bowie this morning. Prince George's County police say that just before 3 a.m., a car driving on Annapolis Road near Fairview Parkway hit a pole and then caught on fire. Police are looking into what may have caused the accident. We got a taste of it there from Ryan a couple minutes ago, but we'll have a fuller weather report for you. Everything you need to know about this heat. We've got your weather and traffic next. It's 12:07.
Your next success begins with University of Maryland Global Campus. For more than 75 years, UMGC has offered working adults an affordable, accredited education. Choose from 90-plus degrees, specializations, and certificates with 100% online and hybrid courses, financial resources, and lifetime career services. UMGC has what you need to succeed again. Apply by May 31st and pay no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate by CHEV.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept, and to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep.
Newsflash, you can lose weight like a celebrity without being a celebrity. New Glucotrim from GNC delivers serious results with a proven formula, and you don't need a crazy expensive prescription. So get on that celebrity weight loss level with New Glucotrim. Get it at GNC.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.